for the bottom, maybe there'd be a bottom in that thing. And that's why I said, the housewife made these cushions, you see.
Yeah.
Get a little more comfort out of sitting on that thing. Because all rocking chairs had a cushion. But there wasn't any upholstery furniture them days to mount anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
That was before the days of the upholstery business came into being.
Yeah. What about the type of furniture that you'd have in your bedroom? Maybe to keep your clothes in, something with doors in it?
Well, there was a few wardrobes that you could hang your clothes in. Not many people would have them.
Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily, there was closet space built in these homes for you to hang your clothing in and to keep your bed clothing in and things like that. This old mansion I was telling you about had closets galore around in that thing. And I mean one half big as this room when they built the closet, with shelves in it from the floor to the ceiling. Well, there's two or three closets in that old mansion. I bet you could have stored enough bed clothes to accommodate 8 or 10 beds when it wasn't in use.
Yeah.
And they didn't, there was a few wardrobes, but not too many.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nearly everybody had a dresser. And most of those dressers those days had a marble slab on top there, you know, with a mirror up on the back, drawers underneath.
Yeah. What about something like a dresser only doesn't have a mirror on it? Can you think of anything like that?
Not very many. I don't remember seeing, I've seen a few.
What would you call them?
Well, ordinarily it seems to me like the people call that a side table.
Mm-hmm. It had drawers in it?
Yeah, some of them had drawers in them. And the dining tables, as a rule, were drop leaf.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that table had 6 legs.
Mm-hmm.
Built up here, and there was this leg that sat out under this wing that lifted up was on a hinge that went back against the main part in each side. And yet, if it was a small family, why, maybe push that table against the wall and leave one wing down, you see. If it was a big family, sit down in the middle of the floor where you could raise both sides, both wings, so you could sit all around it.
Okay, and what about the thing like you have on your window there that pulls down?
Shade?
Okay.
Wasn't no such a thing as a window shade. most people had, well, nowadays we call them drapes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had drapes. Not too many window curtains that day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd have grown a man before I ever seen a window shade that you could pull down like.
Yeah. What about something with slats in it?
Well,
that you can adjust the
lock. Now, most old houses, good houses, had blinds on the outside with slats in them, and there's a little piece, a little pole, you might say, in the bottom section of that thing that was stapled to these little slats.
Mm-hmm.
And you could push that up, and that brought all these slats overlapping like that. You couldn't see through there from the outside or inside either.
Mm-hmm.
You could pull it down the other way, and that threw them slats on the level where you could look through on and see out. And they was hung on the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I never seen a set of blinds inside a house when the laws of a grown man is sitting there.
Okay, what about something?